The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Hush, little baby, don't say.
Soothing lullabies comfort children as they are rocked to sleep around the globe. And yet, for 1.2 million children held captive in the sex slave trade, they fall asleep to very different sounds.
Children are abused for profit. They're exploited to satisfy someone's lust.
Learn how you can help rescue these children from the depravity of human trafficking. Next on Life Today.
I really do thank you for this opportunity to share with you. I'm James Robinson. Betty and my wife always present Life Today. Today we actually need you to know that we're coming with a broken heart. In a moment you're going to hear a song that, Hush Little Baby. I don't know, you'd probably think of it as being a comfort song. And yet, Betty, when you... It's no comfort for these little babies.
No, you know, James, normally when you sing a lullaby to your children, it is because you're holding them close, you're loving on them. But this song takes on a whole new meaning when we're going to show them these children.
Yeah, it's just so hard to believe. As a matter of fact, I wish I could reach out. I really do wish this. I wish I could to get a hold of the shoulders, not to just jar you, even though maybe it seemed like that might be the more appropriate thing sometimes when you think of the people that are trapped in such deep depravity and bondage that they will exploit a little child, whether they exploit them by taking a child and taking them slaves, captives themselves as little ones, and then selling their bodies, or the ones who come to buy them and use them to realize the darkness, the depravity, the horror of being trapped there. That ought to break the heart of everyone who understands anything about compassion, about just human legitimate interest. It should move anybody. I mean, and then the horror of the despicable acts perpetrated on little children that are, hush, little babies, shut up. They take them. It's like Betty said, it's not a comfort thing. It's a horror. But I want you to understand that from where we come, Betty, as a couple and as a family, we understand the Father, God, is not the old man upstairs or way out there. He's a present reality. He's an ever-present friend. And we have family of believers who are real neighbors and stick closer than a brother. We understand that, and we believe that many of you, if we could meet you all over the world as viewers, and you just sit here in the room with us, you'd know we're with family. And it's this family that we talk to every day if you give us that opportunity, either on the telecast or on lifetoday.org, where you can watch any program anytime, and you can pass it on and share it. Well, we feel like you would know that we're all a part of this together. And listen to me, together we provide, and I'm not exaggerating, we really do provide the answer to the issues we're going to address and to the concerns and problems that we ask you to give prayerful attention to. We really can offer the hope and the help. We can offer to the people trapped the way out, and to those who have been held captive, we can show them how they can be released and freed. I want you to watch. I so often say, not just with your eyes, but with the eyes of understanding, with a heart that is in tune and in touch with the very heart of God. Please, watch this closely.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word.
There's kids on the street. Bad people come to this country because they know that.
they'll kidnap a child and they'll bring him down to the city, and it's dark and dingy and filthy. They're screaming for home, they're screaming for their mom and dad, and they won't comply, so they'll torture them.
And if that mockingbird won't sing.
You know, if I hadn't heard the story about a precious little two-year-old who had been trafficked from the age of one, I would never believe how vulnerable they are to traffickers. They are in danger.
An innocent child being abused, being raped 10 times a day, every single day. What that does to a child's view of themselves, of their self-worth, to their bodies.
Oh boy, I just, God, I pray for that little girl. All the little children. I am so sorry that sin, God, has such a grip on any of us. It's hard to believe, Betty, but really it is. It is the power of God. It is His kingdom presence. That's where King Jesus is really King, where God really is the Father. It is that power that can set captives free. It is that power that moves on people's hearts where we express the love of God. In other words, if a missionary like the Harts, Michael and Carol Hart, who left everything, sold out, left America, moved into Thailand, into the pit of hell in the middle of this trafficking, to just rescue. And the beautiful, beautiful home, do you remember when we asked you to build a life center there? To rescue all of these thousands of kids over a period of time, and how beautiful it is? And to know that it was dedicated this year, some of our friends asked, could we just go over there? And they went, and they're just beautiful people like you. It's just, they want to see it. It's fabulous. Love built it. But the great thing is, Betty, that we are undergirding missionaries in areas where we can't even mention the community, that we could likely get the people killed who are working there. But we're rescuing them. We're putting them many times into rented life centers, so to speak. We just got to get dwelling places where they can dwell in the presence of God and love. But it's our viewers who pay for the rental of property, who pay to build a life center, who keep the missionaries there, who provide the food for the victims of this horrible sex trafficking to have somewhere to go and to be cared for. Or where we'll take children that are in such poverty that they're just looking for a way out, and they're the first targets of these horrible traffickers, this crime syndication, that take those little children because they just want a job, and they say, we'll give you something, and then they take them prisoners. Well, we can give them a safe haven, a safe place to go, and the we is the people who watch.
You can, James, and I thought you spoke an important word, together, earlier. It's by joining together that we make the difference. You see these little children and you say, it looks so hopeless. But with God, all things are possible. And we can be an expression of that hope reaching out to these children if we join together and reach out.
Well, you and I are going to do what we can to help. I know we always look forward to whatever project we have to say, you know, let's do something. We tell our viewers $128 is the cost. When I just referenced, and I covered a pretty big broad scope of undergirding the missionaries and the workers there, of taking care of food, of lodging and places, and then taking each one of them and breaking it all down. What will it cost to rescue them? It takes $128 per person. In many instances, it is children. Many of them are women who have been taken as children and been trapped, and now we're able to get them out and then take them and teach them a way of life and how to make a living. All of us doing it together, if we all join together, we can do it.
Well, James, I know, James and I have 5 beautiful granddaughters, and I can't even imagine them being put in a life like this. I don't even want to imagine. But James, I know you would agree, I want us to give what we feel like we can give in behalf of our beautiful granddaughters that we have been so blessed with.
Well, you know, it takes $1,280 to rescue 10 in this area. And, you know, even as you were just talking, I'm thinking, you know, we give because we made a commitment years ago that every time our missionaries showed us areas of need for a water well, we would drill them. And we started years ago committing to give $3,600. And I remember at that time, that was a big stretch. Mm-hmm. Well, then our missionaries, and that's just so typical of our staff overseers who work with the missionaries, they came back and said, this is so effective, and we found so many areas, and there's not a greater need as far as physical need than to have clean water. We're going to do it twice a year. So we started giving two wells a year. Then the wells went up to $4,800. And you know what we were amazed at? When we committed to do that, we have watched God bless. You know what He does? He blesses those who bless others. It's enough blessing if all you ever got was the fact that you were blessed by knowing you blessed people. That's all the blessing. But Jesus says you won't lose your reward. It's amazing how He says He will literally give to us that which enables us to keep giving to meet the needs to accomplish His purpose. He will supply all of our need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And He said that. Paul said that in Philippians 2. He said, you're the only Christians that continually sent to my need as the greatest missionary who ever lived. And Betty, you and I found that to be true. When you were talking a moment ago, I was thinking, would it be all right if we give $5,000? I didn't just multiply that out, but I know that would, you know, that would help take care of nearly 50 of these children, at least approaching that, 40 to 50 of them. And I don't know what you can do. But, I mean, just like Betty referenced in our, we have two daughters and five granddaughters. And just to think how valuable, how precious, listen, to God, as precious as these children are to us, all the children of the world are precious to God. Right. And God wants His love shared with them. Will you dial the telephone number down on the screen and say, I can help? Yes, I can help rescue several. I could rescue 10. I could surely rescue one. Please do that. Even as you watch, would you go to the phone and say, you know what? I'm going to be a part of rescuing them. Right now, I am. As you listen to wonderful mission workers and overseers and volunteers who said, we want to share the opportunity. We want to share the need. Even as you watch, you become the one that makes it all possible. You're the one that meets the need. Please do it.
You know, the old lady, they feed the small girl for the health sick with the foreigner. They pay money a lot for the, they need for the steel virgin.
Human traffickers target innocent children who then become enslaved in a multi-billion dollar a year industry called the sex slave trade.
So imagine this, one girl taken from her family, whether she's kidnapped or tricked, if she is sexually abused over and over again, maybe 8 to 10 customers that she may have to service in one day.
We're fighting for children that can't fight for themselves, children that would be otherwise used in the sex trade or be bought and sold like animals for monetary gain. It's not right.
It's kids just like these that right now they're begging, but they are also bait for predators. If we don't get them off the street, they will be the next trafficked victims.
And when these children become enslaved and don't comply, horrible things are done to them by the human traffickers.
When I was a child, I seen a lot of things random my eyes.
They are cages somewhere like that. They are keeping a child as an animal. Just tied the hand, both hand like that, and that customer will be have a sex with that child.
It is tragic what's happening to children, innocent children, and it's not right. Our hearts are burdened by all the children that are crying out for help today, this moment, that need intervention, that need help, that are waiting for someone to hear their cries. And we can only do it with your help.
You know, Betty, those two little children you saw just a moment ago in that presentation, they have been rescued, and that's two children.
Absolutely. That's hope being demonstrated, James. That's an opportunity to be able to join together and to make a difference.
Well, it means two people who were watching when we presented the opportunity and the last emphasis on rescuing lives from the sex trade, two people said, yes, I'll do it. And those two children that you just saw sitting there have since been given a home, a new life, a chance. So we're asking you, if you would, please, and I don't know if you understand how important it is to us that the telephone number always be there in case you face a crisis, and I've said this, and you know, oftentimes I'll go back and I'll check to see what the response is to a program, and there could be a couple of thousand calls or 1,000 calls that would come in, and it might be in the midst of a crisis, so whether it's a food crisis or needing water or whether it's what we're talking about, rescuing lives, and you would think, well, everybody that's calling, they're calling to help those people. In the most serious, severe crisis, with the strongest emphasis on rescue the perishing, 80% of the calls to that phone number are from people who say, would you pray for me? If you think for one moment that when we sit here in this studio, we don't understand the weight that you feel, whether you've got a need for a job or you've got sickness, do you realize how many people call us because somebody they love in their family or their circle of friends is fighting for their life physically, even with disease? Or even the person calls, say, would you pray for me? You better believe it. Always. And take note of this. That number there on that screen is paid for by love. Betty and I couldn't begin to pay the 800 phone bill expense. Couldn't begin to. You say, who pays it? People like you. Who do you think makes it possible for us to share week after week the truths of God that set people free in their own life who have a spiritual hunger and thirst, or they've been held captive and they've found freedom? It's the love of God through people who are willing to dial the number, not just to ask for prayer. Always do that. We want to help you. So vitally important. And it's paid for by love. But also to dial that number and say, you know what? I can rescue one of those children. I can rescue one of those women that were taken captive as a child. And we'll keep those missionaries in place. And yes, we'll help you rent quarters for them to stay in so they can have a home and they can see the heart of God. And yes, we'll pay to build a life center where it's needed. We'll do it together. Count on me. Would you say that today? Here's my $128 gift. Use your bank card. Go ahead and call now. Use that bank card like a check. If you could help us rescue 10 with a gift of $1,280, please do. You could help us rescue 100. You know what God's blessed you to be able to do. And I pray, God, you'll bless every person who gives. Lord, I pray that as they meet a specific need, you'll meet specific needs in their life. In Jesus' name. I've said this to you many times. This is no exaggeration. You go to Isaiah 58 and you read it carefully. You become an answer to the prayer of others. You begin to release those that are held captive and oppressed and have need. And God said, I'll answer you quickly. He said, you'll become like a well-watered garden. That's not the promise of somebody on television or somebody in a pulpit. That's the promise of Almighty God to you. You be an answer to these people's heart cry. You be an answer to the prayer of the missionaries. And you watch what happens in your life. Please go to the phone or go online, lifetoday.org, and you make the gift joyfully that God put on your heart.
Human trafficking. It's hard to believe it's happening. But at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your support of Mission Rescue Life, you can help rescue more than 5,000 children from the horrors of the sex trade in parts of Thailand, India, Cambodia, and other targeted nations. Together, we can reach vulnerable families and children by providing much-needed food and relief. We can rescue those already ensnared by offering them a way out, and we can restore their hearts, minds, and bodies to enable them to enjoy life as God intended. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their life forever. And with gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your gifts with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of this lifestyle. As our way of saying thank you, please request The Butterfly Effect, How Your Life Matters. The story of this book reveals how you were specially created by God to make a difference and have the power to change the world. As a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children. With your gift, be sure to request our beautiful new bronze sculpture, Heart of the Father. This is the last day, so please call, write, or make your gift online.
I was sold by my mother to a man who kept me locked in a room and raped me every day for a week. After the first time, I begged him to let me go because it hurt so much. I ran back to my mother because I was so afraid, but all she asked was, "Did he give you any more money?" A girl receives hope from her mother. I have no hope.
I want to be the mother. She's been diagnosed with HIV. I don't think it's too late. I think there's lots of time for love. And there's a lot of ways for us to show that to her. This girl is worth rescuing.
And I tell you, it's just so hard to believe that a mother, a parent, would be so desperate that they would sell a child. But let me tell you about the love of God. It is so great that he gave his son to die that we might live. And by the way, that son, Jesus, death couldn't hold him. He's alive. And he sent the power of the Holy Spirit, just like him. The literal meaning of the Greek word, the paraclete, this is another of the same kind. Jesus said, "It's necessary, Betty, for you and for James and everybody who trusts me, that I leave the personal bodily presence and send another one just like me to live in you." Because of the power of the presence of Jesus. Jesus says, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." You want to know what God looks like? Jesus said, "Look at me." And then he said, "I tell you what I'll do. I'm going to, for your sake, I'm going to leave and send another one like me to live in you so that people can see the Father." Think about this. People can see God, the Father, in you because the Spirit of God lives in us. And if the Spirit of God lives in us, then that means the characteristics and attributes, the ways of God, are going to be expressed through us. We can literally reveal to a fallen, deceived world in darkness the light of God's glory, His presence, His power, His love. If you talk about an exciting way to live, hey, I almost said join me on the journey. No, no. Join him on the journey, and we'll be on the journey together, and we'll be expressing his life. So would you call that number right now and say, "Today, I don't know what you can do." By the way, if you say, "I don't have enough to rescue a child," but hey, do what you can. The widow's mite was the biggest gift given, Jesus said. You do what you can. Give God what's in your hand, and watch what he does with you when you're in his hand. Watch what happens. And when you give, say, "Lord, I pray others will join me, and we'll be able to rescue a child." If you can give the $128 or $1,280 or many times over that, please do it, because I can promise you, love never fails when it's released freely. And we've got the missionaries in place and the places love is provided where we can rescue these precious children and these women. Thank you for helping. Please make that call. You get a busy, you be determined. You call until you get through.
Human trafficking. It's hard to believe it's happening. But at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your support of Mission Rescue Life, you can help rescue more than 5,000 children from the horrors of the sex trade in parts of Thailand, India, Cambodia, and other targeted nations. Together, we can reach vulnerable families and children by providing much-needed food and relief. We can rescue those already ensnared by offering them a way out, and we can restore their hearts, minds, and bodies to enable them to enjoy life as God intended. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their life forever. And with gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your gifts with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of this lifestyle. As our way of saying thank you, please request The Butterfly Effect, How Your Life Matters. The story of this book reveals how you were specially created by God to make a difference and have the power to change the world. As a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children. With your gift, be sure to request our beautiful new bronze sculpture, Heart of the Father. This is the last day, so please call, write, or make your gift online.
These little orphans were in a village where human trafficking is prevalent. There are people on this planet that feel like they have a right to own a child, to do whatever they want to that child. I promise you that human trafficking of children, human trafficking of people is real. And we will not stop until every child is free or safe.
Wow.
And you know, when you go to that phone, or you get online and check at lifetoday.org, and you find out the way you can be involved, what your part is vital in rescuing children's lives from human traffickers. And thousands of children are literally waiting for us to come and rescue them. But we can't do it without your help.
Well, we want to remind you that this is the last day, and I pray, dear God, that even some who've already helped in this emphasis, because it's so important, these lives so precious that they even help again, and those who've not yet, that they would today, in Jesus' name. You're going to mightily bless someone. You're going to be an answer to someone's prayer. I believe you're going to begin to see your prayers answered. He says he'll answer quickly. Read Isaiah 58. We are the garden of God. Let's get the weeds out, and let's just release the fragrance of his love. Thank you for helping us on this last day. We really do appreciate it.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.